Good evening. My name is Melinda Cotton. I live in the 3rd District in Belmont Shore. I love the wetlands. I think they have a lot of potential for the city. I drive through Newport Beach, to Newport Beach regularly through the Bolsachiga wetlands. They're gorgeous. They're a great addition. But what you're talking about tonight, and as you've heard from many people here, is an arrangement that isn't appropriate. The gentleman from LCW talked about 180 acres of wetlands. What we're not getting here tonight is not 180 acres. It's 37 highly contaminated acres with many, many complex questions. What I would ask you to do is to wait until you ask your city auditor, who's sitting right here, whose job is to do this kind of thing, to put together a complete audit of the proposed land swap. We need accurate, detailed appraisals of each property. We need to know the extent of the contamination and the cost. We need to have assurance that there is a solid performance bond or insurance policy by the seller of the wetlands so that things are taken care of properly. Until this deal is perfectly clear and transparent, it should not go forward. I recognize how much you and we want this to happen, that we obtain the wetlands. We've heard Patrick O'Donnell, we've heard many of you speak so strongly, and we agree with that. But we don't want a deal that's not proper. Long Beach is an incredibly difficult financial situation right now, and without a clean deal, it's quite likely that this will end up being a litigious, expensive nightmare that will go on for years. I don't think that those of you who are on the dais want to have this on your conscience or on your record. Please, let the auditor do his job, let others do their job. Please do not vote on this until we have all these questions answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Cotton.